This is WCOOK coming to you live from Atlanta, GA. You are now tuned in to The Lioness Inn with your host, Chinwe. And it's all brought to you by locally grown Black Girl Magic. Welcome to The Lioness Inn. Welcome to The Lioness Inn. We got Weezy on the mic and we might have a guest or two. Never know what she might do, but she always keeps it cool. Welcome to The Lioness Den. Welcome to The Lioness Den. Just a young black woman trying to make a difference. Sit and listen. Now let the show begin.
What's up? It's your girl, Chin Weezy.
Yes, you are now tuned in to The Lioness Den. I am your hostess with the mostest, Chinwe, a.k.a. Chin Weezy. Happy New Year. Happy New Decade. I'm just so ecstatic. I don't know where to begin. But we're going to get real deep. I don't even want to have no long intro. We're going to talk about shadow work today. I think it's imperative that we talk about this because in this new decade, we're all about breaking these distractions. And so we're going to dive deep into that. We're also going to talk about angel number 1212, the full moon that's coming up later this week. You know, I got to talk about my moons, my cosmic energy. And we got to talk about what your president been up to. I mean, it's ridiculous. Anyway, without further ado, let's get right into it, shawty.
The Lioness Den is brought to you by CMC Productions Worldwide. If you'd like to get in contact with that company, you can email us at cmcproductionsworldwide@gmail.com.
Yes, so, excuse me. Yo, I'm dying. Excuse me. Oh, my God. This weather. Please bundle up. Please excuse me, y'all. First of all, this weather. Second of all, make sure you follow me on Twitter and Instagram at ChinweYBB. That's ChinweYBB. Make sure you check out my Freestyle Fridays. Make sure you follow me or subscribe and like my videos on YouTube. I've got performances. I've got my reality show, Imagination. Freestyle Friday compilation, so like by the month, and then we got the weekly ones on Instagram, and make sure you follow me on Twitter too. Just make sure I'm plugging that in there. You can follow me on YouTube at Chinwe Cook. So yeah, anyway, I heard that Donald Trump was out here just sending airstrikes, just killing people from Mar-a-Lago, not even from the actual place of his residence where he's supposed to be. He's not even at work making these calls, okay? We making house calls all 2020, okay? And that's what we're going to be talking about this whole podcast, all 2020. And I don't mean 2020 as in the year. No, we're talking about 2020, the decade. So all 2020s, all the roaring 20s, I've seen that too. The roaring 20s are all about making these house calls. It's all about being a boss. It's all about flexing your muscles, okay? Trump is crazy in the head. And I don't condone starting wars to not get impeached, which is what it boils down to. And it's funny, we love to see how things age not so gracefully. He tweeted about Obama trying to start a war in the same place he's trying to start a war, Iraq, Iran, to avoid being impeached. And now he's doing the exact same thing. So you love to see when things come back on people. And so that's what we're talking about for the decade of the Roaring 20s, this hotspot decade that I've already talked to y'all about. In this hotspot decade, we are letting people lay in the beds that they make. Letting people get the fleas with the dogs they laying down with. Letting people get these lessons that they shouldn't be getting no more. We are past the lessons. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm preaching. But yeah, 45, he killed the Iraqi general, and it's just been a big deal. But I was trying to find him on Twitter. Hey, ancestors, it's 4:22 p.m. He said, we're not concerned with the American people. We are concerned with your foolish toddler-like leaders. So, yeah, and you know they've been going in on Twitter making jokes about World War III, and you know what I mean? And I think it's very serious, and thank you to everybody out there that's serving and protecting us back here. I mean, thank you. And I also have to say thank you to the comedians of the world who make this place a lot more livable because they are able to make jokes of things. And we also acknowledge the people that are taking this seriously and actually putting their lives on the line as well. So in no way is it a joke. It is a very serious matter, but you got to understand, it's like this episode of The Office where they thought that their company was going bankrupt, and so they didn't know they were going to lose their jobs, and you had Michael wanting to play all these games, and Jim, they were co-managers at the time, and Jim is like, Michael, what are you doing? Like, now is not the time for games. And at the end of the episode, he said, you know, I realized today was a good day to have two managers because you have one parent on the lifeboat that needs to keep us rowing, keep us moving. And you got another person that's got to distract the kids so that you don't forget that you're alive. You know what I mean? So that you don't lose sight of the hope and the faith, which is so, so, so important. You got to keep that hope. You got to keep that faith. And so that's what we're talking about here, especially as we get into this next topic, which is shadow sides. And you know what's so funny? I've just been seeing so much attraction to this topic. I didn't know what I was going to talk about today, but it was sent to me. And then after it was sent to me, it's like I couldn't get away from it. So today we're going to talk about this shadow side. And this is something that I've been dealing with too. My sister, shout out to Alexis YBB. She was like, what's stopping you from leaving? Why are you still here? What are you doing? And I said, well, I'd rather take that money. It's not the money. When I had the money, I'd rather do my hair and I'd rather da-da-da-da-da-da. And when I said it out loud, I was like, really, Chinwe? Really? You rather buy braiding hair than buy a plane ticket? That's what we own? That's not what we doing. Like, are you serious right now? Like, But I had to hear it out loud, and I had to get called out on my stuff. I had to get called out on this shadow. And so that's what we're talking about today is as we're moving into this decade, as we're elevating and transforming and being the best that we can be and demanding more of ourselves and the people around us, we got to be honest with ourselves. We got to be honest with the people around us so that we can move past this, quote, dark side, unquote. So your shadow side is always right there. And that can kind of be a problem because people will try to deny their shadow side. Like me, I know my shadow side, I say, it's kind of like where I'm very mean, I'm very anal, I'm very short-tempered, I'm very impatient. I can be rude and just a mean girl, like a mean girl. And so, you know, I've been trying to do this thing the last couple of years where I'm not that girl, quote unquote. I'm not mean Chinwe is what I would say. I'm nice and sweet and loving and kind and giving. But your shadow side will come out to play. You cannot suppress who you are. You cannot suppress the, quote, bad and dark side of you because it will retaliate. And so according to Carl Jung, shout out to Carl Jung. I mean, we talked about him in the Introvert podcast as well. What is Wrong with Summer Walker, one of those early episodes about introverts and extroverts. So he also talks about this shadow side. And it's your personality that consists chiefly of primitive negative human emotions and impulses like rage, envy, greed, selfishness, desire, and striving for power. So a lot of these lower things we would associate with lower vibration, this lower vibration of wanting to belong, essentially, because they say it really has to do more with your disowned self, and it represents the part of you that you no longer want to claim or own, including inherent positive policies. And this is often due to the fact that we are trying to assimilate into society. And traits that we associate with being good is what we try to tack on, like me, being kind, being giving. Whereas the bad traits, whereas like for me, being mean, being rude is something that is seen not favorable, not ladylike, especially here in the South, not ladylike. I'm constantly thinking about that as I'm around older Black people from the South. You know, what's ladylike? What's appropriate? These, especially when it comes to these respectability politics for Black people that are quite outdated. And you know what I mean? I think that's something that we also start to see with this Aquarius age where people are coming into themselves and really appreciating who they are, especially when you see it with these young Black women with the twerking and, you know, dressing provocatively. And while I may not ascribe to those things because I'm just not that courageous in my sexuality, just because these other women are doing it does not make them any less of a woman or deserve any less respect that you would give someone else. And I think those are the respectability politics that have been born of this black community in America and this deeply rooted, outdated religion that has stifled people all over the world. I talk about it all the time, how the Moors came and got the Europeans out of the Dark Ages, and they were in the Dark Ages throwing their poop on the streets. No electricity, no running water, no books. People were not reading in Europe until the Moors came and got them because this religion said, you know, science is a sin. So that's a long way of saying now we're coming back to embracing these shadow sides because it's not the end of the world and you will die a slow and painful death. And that's why we see this revolting now in the world. And I'll just go ahead and talk about it now since we're talking about this revolting. We're coming up on a full moon on the 10th, later this week. And the full moon, it says Uranus retrograde goes direct on January 10th also. The shift is more likely to affect societies and shift worldviews than it is to make individual change. Getting back to that whole Aquarius, that whole way of thinking, government changing, shifts in the way societies are ran, policies are ran. Uranus has been in retrograde since August 12, 2019, so 5 months. So this will change a cycle of societal money and family change. The planet will be in Taurus until April 2026. That's a long time. In the next podcast, I'll talk about what that means for the next few years about it being in Taurus. But that's just something to consider. Also, with the full moon, it's a time for great transformation. I mean, all of this is a time for great transformation. But full moons, I love. They just do something for me, which is why I got a big announcement. We're going to save that to the end concerning the full moon. But this is the first eclipse, so the moon will be blocking the sun, will be blocking the earth. They're all going to be blocking one another. It's called a penumbral lunar eclipse, as the sun, earth, and moon align, causing the earth to block the sun's light from directly reaching the moon's surface. So this means that you have freedom from problems. You can expect good news and good vibes, the release of negative energies, financial and healing miracles, positive vibes to start the new year and the decade, and relationship miracles of closure. But the only way you can see the good is to acknowledge that quote unquote bad. Because like I said, you got to have this yin and this yang. You got to have this light in this dark. You have to have it. And if you're going to acknowledge the light, you can't just do that. You got to acknowledge the dark too. So that's why we're talking about these shadows. Let me get back to it. So an example they give on scottjeffrey.com of this shadow is kind of like the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. But eventually they said Dr. Jekyll could not control his actions of the darker half, leading him to commit unscrupulous acts, including murder. So this is what happens when we repress this shadow side, and it's never a good thing. And when we do this repression, we end up doing projection. And I know projection is something that we talk about. It's kind of like anxiety. It's kind of like a hot topic right now. Projection is when the things that we bury deep inside of us, this shadow side, we assume that other people are portraying it by calling us out on it. If that makes sense. It's a self-conscious thing, and it's a mechanism that the egos use to defend ourselves. Because this is how we perceive ourselves. This is what triggers us deep down on the inside, but we say that someone else is doing it to us in order to cover up for what we don't like about ourselves. And it sounds really crazy. I had to slow it down when you say it out loud. Like, why on earth would you do that? But it's just the human nature. That's our lower vibration that comes out to play. And that's why we constantly have to work on these things. So shadow work, with that being said, is quite important. And I tried to do some shadow work last night in preparation for this podcast, but I think I've been doing my shadow work for months. I don't think that shadow work is something that you can just pop up and do. I think I've been doing it for months, and it's evident in the way that I've been feeling. It's quite evident. And I've been, you know, depressed. I've been down and out for weeks at a time where I just was sleeping all day and night. I would go to my obligations, but I was just so fatigued. I could barely move. My energy was just drained. But I also found that the triggers that once were, I don't get triggered in that way anymore. And that was a beautiful feeling. So the shadow work is important and it won't happen overnight. But I've heard of some people saying that they call out to their shadow, usually like a toddler version of themselves. And they've described it as this dark figure. And this figure started yelling at them. And they just had to give it its time to talk. Hey, ancestors, 433. Had to give it its time to talk and share because we've suppressed this thing for so long. Of course it's going to be angry. Anybody that's abused, ignored, neglected, disrespected is going to explode one day. And that's why it's important to do this shadow work. So you can find this shadow work on YouTube. You can find it online. There are different meditations. I personally like to do guided meditations where people talk and kind of tell me where to go, because subconsciously my mind will follow the directions and it's effective for me. So when I was doing these meditations, which you can find on YouTube, I basically saw cartoons. I didn't see any dark shadows. I just saw very elaborate cartoons. And, you know, I wanted to also look into whether or not your dreams are a state of an aspect of your shadow mind as well. Matter of fact, I'm going to look that up right now, because that's what this meditation reminded me of. How my dreams are often very vivid and very colorful. And they're like the things that I wouldn't do, like the other side of me, but like very, very cool side of me. Give me 1 second while I read up on this. Okay, so it wasn't exactly what I expected, but anyway, so yes, so your shadow side, just want to point this out there, I don't think I mentioned it, is developed in your childhood, and it's basically your defense mechanism. Like, you think of a child where they are just so carefree. Like, kids don't care. They say whatever, they do whatever they feel, and they learn to be respectful along the way of what society wants of them. But when kids first come out, they do whatever they want. And that barrier that we put up where we learn to assimilate into society is what becomes our shadow. The parts that we throw away becomes our shadow and becomes our unconscious dealing. So the benefits of shadow work is you have improved relationships because you're more grounded, and so you can be more empathetic. You have a clearer perception. I think that's just obvious. You have enhanced energy and physical health because you're not down and depressed. And you are able to face these challenges head on and not be taken out by them, which I think is something I'm really working on, where I get really offended and my feelings get really hurt. But I also bottle up these emotions and I don't really know how to express it or who to talk to about it. So, because I fear sounding crazy. I just feel like lately, you know, anytime I find out that I've kind of feel betrayed, or you know, where I think someone's jealous of me or they don't really mean 100% the best for me, the way they relay it. Like, I don't think they're bad hearted. They just, you know, in that moment, like, they're consumed and they have a task, which I also want to talk about with that spiritual warfare. We're going to jump into that too. So the shadow work just helps to help you get over those humps a little bit easily. In psychological integration and maturity, integrating the shadow helps you get one step closer to realizing a sense of wholeness. It's a critical step to achieving more mature adulthood. That's so crazy, because when you think about the people that don't address, like, their problems, or, you know, nobody can't tell them nothing, that's kind of childish. Like, they're not listening to anyone. They're drowning anything out. So then how are you learning if you're not having any experiences and you're not listening to other people share their wisdom? And then another great benefit to shadow work is that your creativity can expand. And I think this goes hand in hand with what I was saying about my dreams, and how I think, even though what I was looking for, I didn't really find, they say you might see a shadow in your dreams, but I think that my dreams are a form of my shadow self, because I'm able to dream all of the big things that I didn't necessarily pursue yet. Or the way I wish I could have responded to people, or, you know, just alternate situations, how they should have gone down. But, I mean, they'll be totally different scenarios, but just the same type of conversations that I've had in real life. And so, I mean, in addition to music, and I think it's, for me, the creativity lies in how I relate to others, which is very important. So they say when you're doing the shadow work, it's important for you to center yourself, cultivate some self-compassion. Love yourself. Cultivate some self-awareness. Don't be afraid to listen to what other people have to say. It can be hard, but, you know, it's for your benefit. God speaks to you through people, whether it be a pastor, whether it be a sister, whether it be a song, whether it be a tarot reading, whatever it may be, God can speak to you through people. And sometimes you got to sit and listen and you got to check yourself. This is a part of, you can do shadow work every day. Because we're never perfect. But you check yourself and say, Dad, why did I need to, you're right, I do need to get on that. I'm giving this one advice and I'm not taking my own advice. And some days it'll just click. And before you know it, you being courageously honest with yourself and you are thriving. You're just thriving. And that's what we really want. We want everybody to thrive in this next 2020. We want everybody to be better. We want everybody to just know better and do better. I saw a tweet that said people know what they be doing, and they're absolutely right. We know what we be doing as individuals, and other people be knowing what they be doing too. So let's all do better. How about that? Ain't no excuses, okay? And if you're willing to work on your shadow side, then you can watch your emotional reactions. You can challenge the good part. Engage in inner dialogue. Challenge the good part means make a list of your positive qualities and also make a list of the things that you disown and get to know the shadow archetypes. So, I mean, y'all have to do more research. I'm just here to bear you some information to get you started on your path. And the more I get deeper and deeper into this shadow work, I will explore it with you all too. But I was interested in this because of the spiritual warfare that's been going on. And I thought about this literally from the war that's been started, but also by just seeing the baby in the news. You know, that's my man. And I just felt bad because I'm like, why? Like, when you talk to him, you know what I mean? Like, he seems like a really easygoing guy. I've watched his interviews. He just seems like a really cool dude, like, cut out for this life. And, you know, he has PR down to a science naturally. And I'm like, why does he keep getting locked up? And I'm like, wow. And I just remember some tarot readings about people putting out hexes on people. And I was like, maybe he has a hex on him. And maybe this is real spiritual warfare. Maybe the devil is just attacking him and on his head because he's got great things going for him. And that applies to all of us. It just was so strange to see him get in trouble recently in Miami. And then they said, oh, you got an outstanding warrant in Texas. And I'm like, why didn't they get him in North Carolina? It was just been a lot. And I felt really genuinely, like, bad for the dude. Like, and I was like, dang, I kind of thought about my own life, shadow work. And I'm like, dang, bro, like, I had a conversation with someone. And I wasn't even supposed to have that conversation. You know why? Because I wasn't supposed to be in the city. I was supposed to be gone. But because I was disobedient and I stayed, my energy got zapped. I got distracted just that fast. And it was downhill and I got distracted for 2 whole weeks. Just that fast. But then I thought, you know what? If I fell down so hard, so fast, then there must be a reason why. And I seen this in T.D. Jakes, and I seen this in Pastor Howard John Wesley, and I seen this with Steve Furtrick, and shout out to Real Talk Kim, all these pastors I've been watching. They said, you know, the enemy wouldn't be on your head if you didn't have a plentiful bounty. Nobody wants trash. And I said, dang, that's right. Hey, ancestors, at 4:44 p.m., it must be something big. If I got distracted that fast, if the enemy tore me down that fast, stopped me that fast, the morning I'm supposed to be gone, I'm having a conversation about why I'm not supposed to be leaving. Tore me down, tore me up, but I wasn't even supposed to be here. So I'm just saying to you, if you feel like that's the motivation, the enemy's on your head, that's that spiritual warfare. You got to stay prayed up. You got to stay prayed up. You got to stay confident. You got to protect your aura. You really have to keep putting in that work. Keep meditating. Keep on praying. Keep on praise dancing. Keep on. Keep on. Keep on. Keep on. Because the enemy is on your head. I'm telling y'all what I know. The enemy is on your head, shawty. Okay? Now let's talk about this angel number 1212. This is how I know the enemy's on my head, because I done seen 1212. My eyes keep getting led to the clock every time. 222, 323. Every time I pick up my phone, it's that time. And I already know it is where I even pick up my phone. Because at 1212, it symbolizes your spiritual growth and awakening, manifestation of your dreams, and awareness of your infinite being. You should continue to remain in a positive frame of mind and steer your thoughts in the direction of your dominant ambition. I was out on Monday and I saw 1212, and there was another young dude that was there, and he was like, you know, 12 is a very powerful number. It symbolizes like a number of completion. God had 12 disciples. I mean, Jesus had 12 disciples. 12, you hit 12 twice on the clock. 12 is a dozen. He just kept going on and on and on and on about 12. It's like a number of spiritual, but it's a number of completion. And I just thought that was really powerful. And that's when I wanted to talk about angel number 1212, even though they've all been making themselves known to me. I can't get away from them. And I really greatly appreciate it. And I thank y'all for listening this far too. So we're going to go ahead and just pull the thing on out. You feel me? So I did not drop a witty this time because we couldn't have touched on it, but I would touch on it lightly. So basically, this is the time to let go. This is the time to show you are serious. It's time to put your nose to the ground and work hard and commit to the things that you need to get done. Playtime is over. We have socialized enough for the holidays. We have seen everyone we need to see. We have eaten our food. Okay, it's time to focus. This is a new set of decades. It's no time to waste. No time to waste. Before you know it, the decade will be over. And what will you have accomplished for yourself? Huh? So, I mean, just start now. Working on yourself. Not being afraid to talk to your shadow side. To be yourself. Not being afraid to step out and jump out on faith. Now is the time. Now is the time. That's all. That's all I have to say. Yes. Thank y'all for listening to The Lion Is In. Make sure you cop Nothing New Volume 1, baby. Hold on, start Trinette. Start Trinette. Make sure you cop that Nothing New Volume 1, baby. Yes. Right now, it's available on Spotify, Tidal, and Google Play. And as the week progresses, follow me on Twitter and Instagram at ChinwayYBB, ChinwYBB, so you can get up to date, because it's going to be on Shazam, it's going to be on iTunes, it's going to be on all that. So please, please support your girl. It's on YouTube, it's on SoundCloud, it's everywhere your mind can imagine. So all you got to do is follow me to keep the updates going. I'm so grateful. Thank you, God. We at this thing. Next time I do a podcast, baby. Oh, I'm going to keep my mouth shut, but I just want to say glory be to God. Look, that's it, y'all. Eat your vegetables, drink your water, be safe in these streets. Okay, Weezy and now. Happy new decade, hope.